We're driving on the way to the airport on our last day of our journey in Mombasa, and I'm asking Pastor Robert again a question about specifically Kenya and specifically about this area of Kenya, which is Mombasa on the Indian Ocean. If he has things that he'd like the world to know about this area and about sharing the gospel in this part of the world. Pastor Robert.
Thank you for this opportunity to share about the gospel of Jesus, and especially to introduce about the work of God in Kenya. Kenya is one of the countries in the continent of Africa. It is a country that loves God, and it is founded on the love of God, and there are about 42 ethnic grouping, and it is a nation that got its independence in 1963. A nation that even our national anthem, the song has the foundation of the word of God. And we start our first stanza in our national anthem that, O God of all creation, bless this nation and bless this our land. And this is a sure sign that Kenya was founded on the love of God. It is a theme of our nation. It is a desire that if people would know that there is a part of the world called Kenya, and there is also in Kenya, Kenya is divided in administratively in provinces, and one of the provinces is the coast province, which stretches toward the Indian Ocean. And in this community, there live some there are communities called the Mijikenda and other people from other parts of the country. And there are people from the Arabs nation and other people from white settlers who settled in this part of the world. And we would desire that people may know that there is a lot of work of God that is going on in this part of the world. But there are different hindrances, religious fundamentalism, the issue of terrorism is also a key issue, and also there is a lot of ignorance. Education is not as high as other parts of the country. If people were given a chance to access to a good education and knowledge, they can be able to access to the word of God and be able to have what it takes one to be born again. And also we have many men and women of God preaching in this country, but most of them may have not been trained. They are just working on as laymen in the ministry. But we desire that a time comes that we train more men and train more women, and they will be able to communicate the gospel with boldness and with love. That what they are saying, they are sure of it. They do not preach it again as people who are lay people. Another thing about our place of ministry is that the traditions where we come from, our beliefs, our customs and our norms, there are great hindrance to the spread of the gospel. Early marriages, and also the issue of polygamy, the issue of using drugs and the issue of moral decay in our day, and also the influence of the Western culture, the media have spread a lot of hindrance to the spread of the gospel. And many people, they see themselves as poor because they are not like the Western nations, and they feel they are inferior, they are poor, they are not loved by God, and God is not with them. But I want to assure them that God loves us and God have a purpose for us. There are many orphans also in this part of the coastal province, and they need to be addressed. The issue of HIV AIDS is also a key issue, due to poverty, lack of education, and also accessibility to some important information for the strength to create awareness of the same. There are many other dangers that are surrounded our nation, is that we are surrounded by other nations that have been going through civil war, and we have so many refugees. And it has been hard to be able to reach some of these people with the love of God. But finally, as I conclude on this, I would like the world to know that in Mombasa, where the gospel started here in Mombasa, and it spread in the interior of the country, but Mombasa itself and its environment, it has not been thoroughly reached by the word of God. We would decide to say this is a good place. It's a beautiful place. The climate is good, and there are loving people, and there are a lot of things that can be done for us to make this place a better place for man to live and to serve God and to fulfill everyone to fulfill his personal desire and dream as God ordained in the beginning. I bless what God has already done, and I do believe that this is a beginning, and in this generation we'll be able to reach more to the glory and to the honor of God. May God bless you so much. I love to have such an opportunity to speak the word of God to you. Thank you.